This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Monday, the beginning of a new week, and as such, we're kicking the week off with an amazing show. During the first hour, I'll be joined by Dr. Terry Walls to talk about her new book, The Walls Protocol, which addresses how to beat progressive multiple sclerosis using paleo principles and functional medicine. Then we're going to change it up, and we're going to talk about a new supplement that appears to promote myostatin inhibition and shows some real promise in the area of stimulating muscle growth. And then we're going to change it up again and talk about the relationship between obesity and the economic environments that we live in. But let's get started right away. Very, very proud to say that Dr. Terry Walls is on the show with us today. How are you, Dr. Walls?
Excellent. Very glad to be here.
Talk about your history, first of all. You are a physician, correct?
Yes. Board-certified internal medicine, a professor of medicine at the University of Iowa.
When you were diagnosed with MS, correct?
Diagnosed in 2000 on the basis of a history of optic neuritis and then a new problem with my left leg. I had lesions in my spinal cord and abnormal spinal fluid.
Okay. Now, as a physician, I have to think, did you feel like you were empowered, that you could get the right information, or were you relegated to dealing with other physicians who just summarily said, this is what you do, go away now?
Well, I knew that within 10 years, a third would have difficulty walking, needed a cane, walker, or a wheelchair, and one half will be unable to work due to severe fatigue. I was the main breadwinner for our family. I had two young children. So I sought out the best MS center I could find, which was the Cleveland Clinic, saw their best people. They said, yes, you have MS. I took the newest drugs, including Tysabri, the miracle drug, but continued to steadily decline. And that's when I decided I needed to start investigating things on my own. I started reading the scientific literature myself.
Now, the physicians at the Cleveland Clinic, which is a wonderful facility, the physicians at the Cleveland Clinic, when you started to go off on your own and start doing research, and especially when you started to look at nutrition as a possible adjunct to dealing with this disease, were the physicians complimentary and say, hey, you know, do whatever you have to do, or were they like, no, don't waste your time?
You know, actually, my physicians at the Cleveland Clinic got me started on looking at nutrition. They introduced me to Dr. Lauren Cordain.
Sure.
And the paleo diet. So I started that after 20 years of being a vegetarian. I switched to the paleo diet, reintroduced meat in 2002, but continued to decline. 2003, I needed the wheelchair, and I went back to reading the mouse studies, adding some vitamins and supplements that appeared to slow the speed of my decline. In 2007, I discovered Jeff Bland's work in the Institute for Functional Medicine, had a much longer list of nutrients that I was taking by pill form. And then I realized I should get this from the food, and so I reorganized how I ate to stress the foods that contained these 19 nutrients that I was tracking, and that's when the magic really began to happen.
Now, when you say you were a vegetarian, were you like a lacto, ovo vegetarian, pescha vegetarian?
I was eating cheese, I ate dairy, I ate eggs. Okay. And I had lots of vegetables. So I had what everybody would consider to be a terrific diet.
Right, right. Okay, so Then you discovered these 19 nutrients that you started tracking. Are these nutrients nutrients that theoretically should be present in our diet but just aren't because of commercial food production? Or are these nutrients that are somewhat exotic and elusive and we have to work hard to have them in our diet?
I think you need to pay attention, and that's why I've organized my diet the way that I have. But most people, because they eat so few vegetables and have foods that are highly processed and are actually very low in vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content, I would say most Americans are probably very low on these nutrients.
Okay. Let's talk about multiple sclerosis for a second. It seems to be occurring in greater and greater numbers in our population, and it seems to also be somewhat gender biased. More women seem to develop MS than men. Am I correct on that statistic, or did I get that wrong?
It's 80% women. There's been, I believe, a 500% increase over the last decade. And I think that's in part due to the declining status of the nutrition and the increasing level of toxins to which we are exposed.
There's even some recent research that shows that synthetic progesterone or progestins, progestin-only birth control pills, depending on how long a woman takes them for, increases the likelihood of developing MS. Have you seen those studies by any chance?
I have not. Although, you know, today on NPR there was a blurb about the studies using estriol, the form of estrogen that goes up during pregnancy, is very helpful.
Interesting.
So that may be a new development that people will be talking about in the coming years.
When a woman develops multiple sclerosis and then undergoes, and maybe it doesn't have the ability or the wherewithal or even the perseverance to seek out a facility like the Cleveland Clinic, goes to whatever facility is available in her area, they are relegated to pharmaceutical methods of treating or dealing with the disease, right?
Correct. I would say it's the very rare neurologist that will talk to people about the quality of the diet, physical activity, stress reduction, or toxin exposure. Very sad, but very few physicians think about the environmental factors that are really responsible for 95% of the risk for developing MS and for how severe the disease will be.
And when I had a sister who succumbed to Parkinson's disease, and I know that the drugs that used to to mediate the symptoms manage the symptoms tend to progress the disease somewhat faster. Is this true of MS too? Do the drugs that they use maybe even progress the disease faster?
You know, I hesitate to say that. But they don't get at the underlying root cause of what's causing the body to have this abnormal immune response. And because they don't get at the root cause, time to wheelchair, time to leaving work has not been changed by these disease-modifying drugs.
Now, you say the root cause. Can we identify, is there one root cause, or is this sort of a perfect
there
storm?
Are many
like we
root
see with,
causes.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, but do they all lead to, for instance, inflammation that causes neuronal decay, or do they all? Is there anything that we can point to?
There are two big problems occurring with MS. One is excessive inflammation, and the other is deterioration and death of the brain cells too early. The disease modifying drugs can block the inflammation. But the disease-modifying drugs do not change the deterioration and early death of the brain cells. And so many leading scientists are now saying that the reason people end up with early departure from work and in the wheelchair is because of the deterioration and early death of brain cells and spinal cord cells.
Now, before we go into the break, one other statistic that I think is worth noting is that women typically develop MS either at peri or post-menopause. Is that correct?
No, that is not correct.
Okay, so correct
so,
me. Good.
I'll correct you. Usually people have symptoms for 1 or 2 decades before a diagnosis. The most common age of diagnosis was in the 40s. That is getting younger. We now see people being diagnosed as in their teens. I think the youngest that I'm aware of is age 6.
Oh, my gosh.
So the age of onset is much earlier. Men will be diagnosed also in their 30s and 40s. They have a more severe progressive form.
And MS is not one of those diseases that's simply diagnosed based on symptoms. They can actually detect the lesions that form in the body, on the brain, and other nerve bundles, correct?
Correct. The way that's usually done is through a magnetic resonance imaging, or the MRIs, and they can see white lesions, hyper-intense lesions in the spinal cord and in the brain. And I also want to stress to your listeners that the Walls protocol is very effective for all types of autoimmunity, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, scleroderma, hidradenitis suppurativa, asthma, eczema, psoriasis. And it's also very effective for Parkinson's disease.
Yeah, and because all of these diseases share a common thread in the fact that the immune system begins to attack the body in one
Correct.
Way or another. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other side with Dr. Walls. We're going to talk a little bit about where she is now, and then we're going to talk about how what she learned in curing herself is now contributing to those out there who are suffering from the disease and looking for alternatives that actually work. If you want to get the Walls protocol, go to superhumanradio.com right now. On the homepage, at the very, very bottom left-hand side, you'll see a big banner ad for the Walls Protocol. You can click and order the book today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The UK is known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength, gains of up to 10 kilograms in a four-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Terry Walls. We're talking about her new book, The Walls Protocol, How I Beat Progressive MS Using Paleo Principles and Functional Medicine. So let's talk about you for a second. So where are you today after employing the protocol, and how long did you have to employ the protocol to see results?
So within 3 months, my fatigue was gone. And I no longer needed Provigil, the drug I'd taken for 5 years for MS fatigue. Within 6 months, I was walking throughout the hospital, and my physician allowed me to taper and then stop my disease-modifying drugs. At 9 months, I got on my bike for the first time in 5 years. At 12 months, I did an 18-mile bicycle tour with my family. The following year, I did a trail ride with my family in the Canadian Rockies. Then the following year, I started doing clinical research testing this protocol and others with progressive MS. And last weekend, I jogged around the block with my kids for more than a mile.
That's
pretty
impressive.
About a mile and a quarter that we did. Now, for my kids, it was a very brisk walk. For me, it's a slow jog. It's thrilling. And I can see that probably within the year, I'll be up to jogging 2 miles. And then I can start working on improving my speed.
Now, talk about briefly some of the other people that you did some of your research with. Did they see similar results?
So we do have another individual who is able to jog, lift weights, go to Pilates. She's doing 5 and 6 mile hikes with friends, family, and her dogs. And in our clinical trial, we see about a third. And these are all people with progressive MS. You expect no spontaneous remissions. These are people who the best you can hope for is to slow the decline. So we have a third who have clinically very meaningful improvements in their walking ability, a third who have slight to moderate improvements, and a third who still decline. However, fatigue, the elimination of fatigue, it really happened for everyone, with the exception of the person who had developed leukemia as a side effect of her chemotherapy that she had taken years earlier.
Uh-huh.
So the reduction in fatigue appears to be really quite remarkable, as does the improvement in thinking and mental clarity. In my clinics, where I see traumatic brain injury and extensive mental health problems, we see, again, dramatic improvement. In my other clinic, which is for what we call the therapeutic lifestyle clinic, people with complex chronic health problems, often many diagnoses, often multiple autoimmune problems, when we get them on the Walls protocol, their energy improves, pain goes down, mood improves, and the need for their medicine steadily decline, and we're able to gradually taper and get them off medicine after medicine. So that's why whatever health problems you have, getting your cells better nutrition and helping your bodies more effectively process and eliminate toxins will likely result in better energy, less pain, and less need for medication.
What about the lesions? Does the body have the ability to reabsorb the lesions?
So, you know, that in progressive MS, those lesions have been there for a long time. I'm not sure that they're going to regress. We did obtain pre- and post-MRIs, and that data is being analyzed now, so I can't really comment
right.
yet.
Right, okay.
There are papers that are out there with case reports of people who have had food sensitivities, had a lot of lesions in the brain, that by going removing those food-sensitive issues, the lesions have healed. You'll see that most often in people who are early in their disease, early in the relapsing, remitting, where you can expect to see regression. Late in the disease, in the progressive phase of disease, I think that's going to be less likely. Although we clearly are changing the rules because people are getting better. Their gait's improving. They're getting back to walking, jogging, et cetera. So even if the MRI does or does not change, the brain is clearly plastic enough
yes.
that it can rewire around it.
Yes. And we see, because the only reason I ask that is because we know that individuals who suffer from from rheumatoid arthritis, after just a few years of eating a paleo diet, training greater levels of activity, the body actually reabsorbs a lot of those proud joints. They start
yeah.
to shrink. And so I was just curious if the body has the ability to kind of, you know, maybe through some sort of metabolic debris repositioning process, get rid of all of that, the lesions.
You know, I expect that that may well be the case. Physiologically, we anticipate it takes 7 to 10 years to replace the cells in the brain. It's a long process.
Yeah.
So if one did MRIs at the baseline and in 10 years, would those lesions be gone by then? I think that's really quite possible. And so when I've had follow-up MRIs, my lesions were still there. But, you know, that was several years ago, and I'm now jogging. So my health continues to improve. And if we, you know, gave me another 3-4 years and obtained another MRI, would those lesions be entirely gone? You know, I think it's quite possible. We won't know. And if I continue to improve, there'll be no clinical rationale for getting an MRI to validate that observation.
What's the source or the pathway for the fatigue? Is it mitochondrial dysfunction?
Well, you know, there's a huge debate. What is the biochemical source for the fatigue? Science doesn't know what that is yet. I think it's probably inflammatory cytokines in the brain,
yeah.
Driven by you know, poor diet, toxin loads, perhaps chronic infection issues, and certainly. What I see in my clinics, people, fatigue is probably the number one complaint that people have in my traumatic brain injury clinic, my therapeutic lifestyle clinic, and in my clinical trials. And when I put people on the Walls Protocol diet, fatigue is the first thing that people report being improved. Mental clarity is the second thing that's reported to be improved. Then probably the third thing for people who have pain, pain starts reducing as well, and that's across basically all of the diagnostic problems that I see in my lifestyle clinic, in the TBI clinic, and in my clinical trials.
Do we know how long it? Well, I guess we know that depression may be caused by inflammation and not vice
yes.
versa. We know that if someone has inflammation, the body sees this low-level state and wants to fix it. And the way the body fixes it, it says, look, you know, we need to rest so that the immune system and all resources could be used to heal. But the healing never gets better, so the body never wants to stop resting. So is it possible, as you point out, that the inflammatory response in the brain is responding by saying, hey, we need to lay down more. We need to rest more. Something is wrong. We don't want to expend energy. We want to use all of our energy for repairing ourselves.
It's an interesting theory. That is a very interesting theory. We certainly know that increased inflammation is very much a driver in depressive states. The fatigue that people experience is probably central or brain in origin. And I agree with you that my thinking is it's also really compromises our mitochondria. And if the mitochondria can't generate enough energy in the brain, then you're going to experience really quite profound fatigue.
Right.
And even, you know, people with severe heart failure, when I put them on the protocol, their fatigue improves and their ejection fractions improve.
This is something I've been thinking a lot about lately, like mitochondrial biogenesis. What is the life cycle for mitochondrial turnover? And is that required to see changes in energy levels, or is it simply uncluttering and unclogging the mitochondria of metabolic waste that it doesn't need to deal with?
So, you know, the mitochondria need, in order to work well, they need a terrific supply of B vitamins, a terrific supply of minerals. They'll need a bunch of antioxidants. They're also going to need, because the mitochondria are cell membranes, and all the activity works on proteins embedded in those membranes. So then you need to have omega-3, omega-6 fat, saturated fat, and cholesterol to maintain healthy membranes. So there's a lot of very intense nutrition that's required. In addition, you have to protect the mitochondria from lead, mercury, arsenic, pesticides,
good luck.
chronic antibiotics, all of which all of us have in our bodies. So we designed our nutrition protocol to be sure that you are giving the mitochondria all the building blocks they need to do the work, and that the protocol is designed to help the body eliminate these toxins that are poisoning the mitochondria. And because we see the fatigue being, in some people, they see huge changes in their energy level as fast as 2 weeks. Sometimes it'll take up to 12 weeks. But that's an incredibly quick turnaround.
Yes.
There are very few drugs that will act that quickly, other than an antibiotic for an infection, to resolve the symptom that you're trying to treat.
No, I agree. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to stay with this just for a moment longer about mitochondrial function for a moment. I want to talk about, I'm going to put a lightning rod out there. Nobody likes to talk about taking their alcohol away. I'm wondering if women who have MS self-medicate, do doctors say, hey, a glass of wine, okay? They told my sister with Parkinson's, yeah, a glass of wine a day is okay. I disagree with that. I want to see where you stand on the whole alcohol debate. We're talking with Dr. Terry Walls. This is an amazing book. The Walls Protocol, for anybody out there who has an autoimmune disorder, but especially multiple sclerosis, because that is what the book was developed around, that particular disease. And there are a lot of women out there with MS. I know one in particular who just reached out to me a few months ago, who's been a friend of the show for a long time, who I will be telling about this book. You can get it by going to superhumanradio.com. It's right there on the homepage down at the bottom. Check it out. We'll be right back with more.
Previously on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
So government mandates the use of this, and government says you should try that, but government doesn't do those things.
Listen weekdays at noon.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today. It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD. And neither should you.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Groundbreaking book. You know, multiple sclerosis is one of those diseases that there are very few answers for women. It's one of those diseases that I hate to say this, but women are always relegated to the, it's in your head, or there's nothing we can do about it, and you just have to live with it, type of scenarios with a lot of these diseases that come back to a common denominator, which is autoimmune, in nature. Fibromyalgia is another one of those. A lot of doctors will tell their female patients, have a glass of wine. It takes the edge off and it's good for you. And I've done a lot of research in alcohol, especially and how it compromises the mitochondria. What is your position on alcohol, Dr. Walsh?
So alcohol is a neurotoxin. and so people with traumatic brain injury, neurodegeneration, they're certainly better off avoiding alcohol. However, I also acknowledge that in studies of alcohol use, people who take no alcohol have a slightly higher risk of chronic disease and all-cause mortality than those who have an occasional use of alcohol. So I do note that an occasional glass of wine once or twice a week may be beneficial. It may be less toxic. Can certainly make a very good case for zero alcohol. Daily alcohol, you can make an excellent case, is harmful.
Yeah. I know that there's studies out there. Recently they did a study on, I think, centenarians, and they said the one thing they all had in common was they drank a shot every day or a glass of wine every day. And my response to that is, well, then everybody who drinks a shot or a glass of wine every day should live to be 100, but that's not the case. There's a lot of people who die at 50, 60, and 70 who drink have a drink every day. So that's one of those epidemiological mishaps, in my opinion, that sends the wrong message. And I always come back to, you know, when a boat is sinking, they say women and children first, right? So I say if alcohol's so good for you, then pediatricians should be telling us to give them to our babies. If it's that good for you, start giving it to them when they're 6 months old because it's going to protect them even more. And that's nonsense. We know that's a rhetorical statement. We would never give a baby alcohol. So why do we feel because we're formed already that it's good for us? And keep in mind, Dr. Walls, I enjoy wine. So when I say this, yes. I say this for my own benefit as well. I like the buzz I get from wine, but I don't kid myself and say, well, it's going to help me too.
No, no. So in my book, I give people levels to that. There's level one, level two, level three. When they get to level three, the advice is you can have the alcohol for those very special occasions. You know, uh-huh. Your son is getting married. You're going to toast the new groom and bride. Yes, go ahead and have a glass of wine for those special occasions. But this should not be a regular use.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. All right, so now let's talk a little bit about the book itself. So when people buy this book, can they actually just follow the book exclusively? Do they need to work with their doctor as well?
Well, you know, I always recommend that, first off, when you do this kind of intervention, you do it together as a family. And I do recommend
yes.
that you talk to your physician to identify, are there issues that cause this have to be personalized? For example, taking Coumadin, you're going to have to work with your doc in terms of how you increase your vegetable intake. Or if you happen to have kidney stones, there may be some modifications of the diet that are necessary. Or the person who has diabetes. And certainly, as you implement this protocol and your body begins to heal, the medication needs will decline. And so you'll be needing to work with your doc to wean and taper off the medications. For example, for me, when my fatigue resolved, I couldn't sleep at night. And after a week of being up all night, I called my neurologist. He goes, okay, we have to stop the Provigil keeping you awake.
Yeah.
So I do think it's important that you tell your doc, and probably the best person to work with is the primary care physicians, because the primary care docs are the ones that will be most excited when you say, look, I want to be eating, you know, 9 cups of vegetables every day, and I want to be exercising, and I want to switch to organic foods. Your primary care doc should be thrilled with that and be glad to help you navigate this change and help you navigate these gradual tapering of medicines as you begin to heal.
Talking about the diet for a second, the statement I'm going to make, or the question I'm going to pose now, is more for the uninitiated, because I know firsthand that the dietary recommendations in this book can beget amazing health in across broad areas of people with diseases very successfully. When you are talking to the medical orthodoxy about your book, do you ever have to caution yourself about saying, well, this will work for rheumatoid arthritis, this will work for fibromyalgia, because all of a sudden then they're going to go, oh, wait a minute, how could this work for everything? Because they're so used to everything being a vertical segment. You know, well, this is for this
yeah.
disease. And it almost becomes like, okay, you know what, we can't take this seriously. She's saying it's going to work for everything. And you and I know it does, because 99% of the disease out there is caused by the diet, but they don't get that.
Well, but they get biochemistry, they get cellular physiology. So when I give my lectures, we review the cellular physiology, the nutritional changes in the standard American diet. Then in the diets that we're advocating, I review how that physiology has changed. And then I show our results, including the compliance data that we have, the change in fatigue scores, medical symptoms questionnaire scores, and then I show my amazing videos of where people were at their walking ability when they enrolled and where they're at with their walking ability as they progress through their protocol, and you see people, you know, start jogging and jumping again, it's breathtaking. So whenever I've presented to a scientific meetings, or now I'm going around the country giving research seminars, physicians are very excited about our findings. You know, and even the rheumatology groups are intrigued by what I'm showing, and we're certainly changing minds. Absolutely.
You say your Beijing group. This was done in Beijing, China?
Well, no, this was done in Hong Kong, China.
Okay.
I was over and, showed my results. I had a lovely conversation about the observations there.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. We talk a lot about diet, but we're learning more and more that inactivity is tied to so many diseases. In fact, inactivity is a greater predictor of risk for cardiovascular disease than anything else, than diabetes status or anything else. In the case of individuals with MS, obviously motor coordination becomes an issue.
Yes.
Is it one of those you got to prime the pump things? Like you need to keep being active, whatever that means. If standing more is your only level of activity, then stand more.
So certainly, what things that I'm observing is fatigue and mental clarity can be helped by diet. Changing walking ability is going to require physical therapy and physical training. So you can rebuild muscle mass, rebuild the coordination. And so engaging in physical therapy, and I discuss this in the book, I give people exercises with great illustrations that they can begin, but I also vigorously encourage asking for a physical therapy consult so they could be personally assessed for what muscles are weak, what are their problems, and have an exercise program designed specifically to address those issues.
You know, one of the things I wish that those who are involved in medicine and science would pick up on, and it's hard because we're all looked at, you know, one of the things that I've been preaching for 10 years on the show is the techniques used by bodybuilders. And the reason I say that is because building one's body is a science. Eating the way you need to eat, training the way you need to train, resting the way you need to rest, doing all the things that allows the body to increase muscle, which is seen as a metabolic deficit. And from the standpoint, I take that back. It's a metabolic luxury, because it's very, very costly calorically. You have to do a lot of things to get the body to go, okay, we'll add another pound of muscle. We think we're safe doing that. And I've often wondered why the medical orthodoxy, when they come to these types of discussions, you know, building muscle increases neuronal adaptations, central and peripheral nervous system adaptations, as well as skeletal muscle adaptations, bone, everything changes. I have to believe that a modified bodybuilding protocol would benefit an individual once the fatigue has been mitigated by the diet, once the energy levels are starting to come back and they're able to move. I have to believe that resistance training will recollateralize the nervous system, make new inroads into muscles that will compensate for maybe inroads that have been lost through the disease. I have to believe that a bodybuilding protocol could benefit these individuals if we could just unlock from the aesthetic, bodybuilder, drug user, meathead kind of stereotype.
You know, in my exercise chapter, I do talk a great deal about resistance training and interval training, and I could not agree more. I think resistance training is a very beneficial way of training and should be an important part of everyone's daily routine.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Dr. Terry Walls.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
The reason this government loves Monsanto, because we can no longer afford to do what we've been doing, which is giving everyone money
to be our allies.
The war against Monsanto continues.
And there's an old saying, he who controls the food controls the population. You don't have to lift a finger or point a gun to completely control a population. All you have to do is control their food.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore, weekdays at noon.
Scientists around the world confirm the vital importance of redox signaling to cell health. ASEA is the first and only stable, perfectly balanced mixture of these redox signaling reactive molecules that exist outside of living cells and can be used to help maintain proper balance inside the body to support the immune system, recovery, and the healing process. To learn more about ASEA and what it can do for you, go to superhumanradio.com and click the ASEA banner ad today.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Livon Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy. But as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics, without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more, or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Terry Walls. We're talking about her new book, The Walls Protocol, How I Beat Progressive MS Using Paleo Principles and Functional Medicine. This is a fantastic book for anybody who has an autoimmune disorder. I tell you that up front. It doesn't have to be MS. The book is focusing on MS because that is the disease that Dr. Walls was challenged herself by. So I made a note here to myself, vegetarian. How much of a role do you think being a vegetarian, and for how long were you a vegetarian, did that play in maybe nutrient deficiencies that exposed you to developing this disorder?
So I was a vegetarian almost 20 years, and it probably depleted my vitamin B12 stores in that I didn't know that I should be supplementing with B12. I didn't realize that a vegetarian diet does not provide sufficient B12. So that was certainly part of it. I think I probably did not have a good omega-3, omega-6 fat mm-hmm. ratio. Mm-hmm. I had too many carbs, and I probably had a dysbiosis with too many sugar-loving and carbohydrate-loving bacteria, microbes, and yeast in my bowels.
Yeah.
I shifted my microbiome. So there were many factors for me that contributed to why I got into problems. And that was probably part of the problem.
What about grains? Do grains, do you have any opinions on grains, good, bad, and different?
Yes. For the genetically susceptible person, consuming gluten-containing grains will increase leaky gut, increase inflammation, and contribute to the development of an inflamed, disease-prone body and autoimmunity. Not everyone is genetically predisposed, but maybe 20 to 35% of people from North African and European descent carry the DQ2, DQ8 alleles that make you at risk for developing gluten sensitivity.
Interesting. Now, gluten is a lectin. It's a protein. It's classified as a lectin. But there's got to be other lectins that are designed to be anti-nutrients in order for grain seeds to protect themselves.
Right. So they are in legumes and in grain seeds. So I recommend restricting those from the diet. Although I do make an entry-level diet that lets people still have legumes and gluten-free grains at a reduced level. As they progress through the diet, then I have them soak and sprout those grains for at least 24 hours. That'll reduce those lectins, reduce those anti-nutrients. And then when you go on to the third-level diet, you take all that grain and legumes entirely out.
Now, but my point is there have to be other lectins that pose dangers to the body. You know, gluten is the lectin du jour, but there's got to be other ones. And the
yes.
the other thing that I want to mention here is if you're eating eggs from quote-unquote vegetarian chickens that are eating soy and corn, you're getting lectins, you're getting gluten in the eggs. If you're drinking dairy that are coming from cows that are eating grains, you're getting lectins, you're getting a gluten in that milk too.
Well, the milk has casein in it, and casein has an amino acid sequence that mirrors the amino acid sequences in gluten. So 80% of those who are gluten sensitive will also be casein sensitive.
And it doesn't matter if it's A1 or A2 beta casein?
It does not matter.
Okay. All right.
So my recommendation is to not have dairy. You can have clarified butter in which the milk proteins have been removed. And people will tolerate that.
Mm-hmm.
But I give pretty strong recommendations to remove gluten, remove casein, and to remove eggs. And then I also talk about soy, peanuts, nightshades as potential problems.
Right.
But, you know, I try to make this as easy as possible for people to begin. So the first level diet, we just take out the worst problems. And then as you progress through the diet, you can be more thoughtful about whether or not you want to take out the soy, legumes, all legumes, and the nightshades as well.
Interesting. And nightshades include tomatoes, don't they?
Yeah, they include tomatoes, eggplants, peppers, and potatoes. And the book talks about how to take things out and then reintroduce them to sort out, are these foods a problem for you?
Are there any ways to neutralize them? You know, we know fermentation and soaking things. Is there any way to make tomatoes safer to eat or eggplant safer to eat?
I don't know of a way to do that. Fermentation might. I don't know. Certainly for the legumes and seeds, soaking is helpful. And I predict fermentation would be helpful, but if there's any question, you take the food out, and then you can retest. And one way to retest, of course, would be to ferment the food.
Yeah.
Potatoes, there's probably nothing that you can do if you're sensitive. Take them out.
Your website is terrywahls, WAHLS.com. You're going to be in Ohio, is that right? Did you say Cleveland?
No, actually, Illinois.
I'll be down in
Chicago at the Naperville Anderson's Bookshop on Thursday evening doing a presentation, Q&A, and signing books. It'll be a wonderful, wonderful event.
The Walls
last event I was at, we had 600 people at. So check it out and get there early, so you'll be for sure having a spot.
The Walls Protocol is the book. It's available at superhumanradio.com or where finer books are sold. It's really a great book. It's a great book not only if you have MS and you're looking for a way to live a healthy, thriving life again, but if you have any autoimmune disease, fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, the principles in this book are universally usable by anyone who has any autoimmune disorder out there today. It's a fantastic opportunity for you to regain your life, as you did, Dr. Walls. I mean, Dr. Walls, did you ever think, when you were first diagnosed, that you would have found a way to be better?
No. I had completely accepted that this was a progressive disease. I realized I was probably going to become bedridden and demented. And when I began this protocol, my simple goal was to slow the progression, hopefully stop it. I had no idea I was going to get better. In fact, I had to be remarkably better. I was walking around the neighborhood before I began to consider that this might be sustainable and I might be able to get back close to normal given enough time. It took a long time for me to risk having hope.
Interesting. Yeah, because you didn't want to be let down, obviously.
Yeah.
Learn what 19 nutrients are critical in your diet. Learn how to eat the right way again. You know, if I had a nickel for every person who says, I eat healthy, I would be a wealthy person and wouldn't need to do this radio show. Those same people have disease, they're diabetic, they're obese. Eating healthy means nothing in this day and age. It means nothing. We have lost our instincts on how to eat. It's been bred out of us through the industrialization process. You can learn how to eat again and how to live again. Healthy, thriving life. The Walls Protocol. Pick it up at superhumanradio.com. Dr. Walls, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Take care. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about, we talked about myostatin inhibition and its contribution to gaining muscle. And in the past, there's been lots of supplements out there that have claimed to be able to inhibit myostatin. We're going to talk about a supplement that's available over the counter that may actually fulfill on the promises made in the past and give you an opportunity to pick up one of 70 bottles. There's only 70 bottles available to this audience. So if you're listening to this show, you better get busy if you want to grab one of these bottles at a superior discount, 25% off. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
Monsanto is kind of like the head of the serpent.
The battle cry against Monsanto is being broadcast.
But I've said that separating government from that industry is like trying to separate Siamese twins or conjoined twins who share a heart. You have to make a decision which is going to live and which is going to die. There's no easy way to separate.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore, weekdays at noon.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free.
free, capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Supposed to be talking about a myostatin inhibitor, but it looks like my guest is a no-show. That's a wonderful thing, isn't it? Oh, man, live radio, I'll tell you something. But that's okay. He doesn't get to plug his product on the air. What can I say? I don't know what to say. Let's try him one more time. Let's just give him one more chance. Let's see something here. See if he answers this time. If he doesn't, I got something else I can talk about anyway. Nope. Yep. There you go. So you were going to learn about a myostatin inhibitor. I was going to give this guy some time on the show, but I'm not plugging his product if he's going to stand me up. That's for sure. Anyway, okay, so we got something else I want to talk about anyway. I have a pet peeve, and this is perfect for the interview I have to do after this. So there's a new book out, and it's called Thinfluence. And it was on Good Morning America or something like that this morning. And the premise of the book is, and I love this. They started out the interview this morning going, if you're overweight, it may not be your fault. And I love that because as soon as you say that, you can sell millions of books in the United States. Because one of the things that America has become especially talented at it is shrugging responsibility for anything and everything. And if you're fat, it's not your fault. And if you're broke, it's not your fault. And if you didn't finish school, it's not your fault. And all these things that are just not your fault. You know, we're raising a population of victims today. So this doctor does this book, and Walter Willett, Melissa Wood, and Dan Childs, three authors of the book, Thinfluence. Thinfluence, the powerful and surprising effect friends, family, work, and environment have on weight. And so I listened to the interview, and this doctor's going, you know, it's not your fault if you're overweight. It could be because of your friends. It could be because of your family. It could be because you don't have the right support system in place to help you. And I'm thinking to myself, you're kidding, right? You're kidding. I mean, we did talk about this indirectly on Casual Friday when the heaviest man in the world recently passed away. He was at 1,200 pounds, and I guess he got down to like, I don't know, 800 pounds, and then he died at 42 or 48. And I kept saying during the show, who kept bringing him food? Once he couldn't get out of bed on his own to go to the bathroom and go to the kitchen, who decided, well, we'll just keep bringing him food, and we'll keep bringing him enough food that he'll keep putting on weight? Like, who enabled this guy to become bedridden for years and reach 1,200 pounds? Who kept feeding him 6 chickens a day? Who kept feeding him, you know, 10 loaves of bread and 16 dozen eggs and everything that goes on with that? So in that case, I can understand enabling, but that's not the general population's problem. The general population's problem today is eating too much and moving too little. It's very, very simple. Very, very simple. And so the author goes on and says, your genetics play a large role in obesity, which I don't buy. I don't buy that at all. And also your friends and your family could be doing things that are setting you up to gain weight and keep that weight on. And I don't buy that either. And the one that I have the biggest frustration with, obviously, is the genetic predisposition. You may be genetically predisposed to store more body fat. That could be true. But you have to make a decision to feed that until you get fatter and fatter and fatter. And I'll even bet that the genetic predisposition falls apart if you look at individuals in prison camps. I don't care what prison camp. You look at individuals in prison. Go to a prison camp and find me a fat person. I don't mean jail. I don't mean a correctional facility where you have commissary dollars and you can go and eat all the Twinkies all day you want. Take me to a prison camp where POWs, prisoners of war, American, German, Palestinian, I don't care. You take me to a prison camp where prisoners of war are kept and find me a fat prisoner. You won't do it. And you know why? Because they don't feed them very much. And if there was a genetic predisposition, well, gee, it's not your fault. Your genes make you fat. Then there would be fat people in those conditions as well. And maybe not obese, but clearly fatter than everybody else. And you don't see that. What you see is everybody looks like skin and bones. So when you use critical thinking, that whole genetic predisposition thing falls apart quickly, very, very quickly. But nonetheless, Thinfluence is yet another attempt to sell books but not help people. And I say this with all honesty. Letting people feel that it's not their fault that they have put on 10 pounds a year for the past 10 years, that it's not their fault that they ate more and moved less, that it's not their fault that they chose to eat pizza and stuff at 10 o'clock at night and stayed up until 2 in the morning to watch television and went to sleep and did that year after year, did all the things that create weight gain, and it's not their fault, is atrocious. It's an atrocity to me. But it sells books, because millions of people out there who are overweight, who claim they, well, I eat right and I exercise, but I just can't lose the weight. Again, I go back to the prison camp. Show me a fat person in the prison camp. You know, it's nonsense. And producing a book like this is designed to sell books to those people to absolve them of the guilt of the fact that they did this to themselves. And I say that as a former 330-pound slob. I am a card-carrying fat person. And guess what? I'm not fat anymore. So the same genes that I had when I was fat are the same genes that I have now. Okay? So, Thinfluence, This is one of those books that we just don't really need right now. I'm going to take a quick commercial break and try to get our guest on the line for the discussion about the myostatin inhibitor. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The government doesn't always have your health in its best interest. Luckily, we have Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin-releasing hormone. That, in turn, turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
There's nothing worse than having a guest stand you up live. I spoke to the guy an hour ago. He was excited about coming on the show to talk about his new supplement. This was set up by Mitch Barham. Mitch was nice enough to do this. He just keeps sending me into voicemail. I don't know. Maybe his product isn't as good as he's saying it is, and he doesn't want to be called on the air for it. I don't know. But anyway, I really have nothing to talk about until my next interview. So endure this. But I could rant all day long about the obesity epidemic and what's going on. And my guest is going to come on next. He's going to talk about the linkage between economic conditions and obesity. And I know that there is one about economic conditions and obesity, because people who I'm willing to bet that there's a linkage between education and obesity, because I have a funny feeling that the more educated individuals tend to be the ones that pay more attention to how they eat and how they look and so on. So we're going to get into that interview when we come back. Jonah Allen was the one that was supposed to be on today and stood me up. And I keep trying to call him to see if he'll, you know, help me fill some time here. Let's see. Maybe I should just give his number out over the air and let everybody call him. That would be nice. One ringy dingy. Maybe he'll answer. We have a few minutes to fill. We can still talk about his product. This is live radio, baby. This is why nobody wants to do it. Yeah, just keep sending me the voicemail. I guess he got cold feet. I don't know. Mitch Barham from Orbit Nutrition has been a longtime sponsor of the show. Set this up. This is on Mitch's nickel. We were going to do this interview on behalf of Mitch Barham. And I spoke to the guy an hour ago. And I was like, look, I have a lot of good knowledge about myostatin inhibition. This will be a good interview. Maybe he got scared. Maybe he thought, oh, man, this guy knows about myostatin. I don't think I want to talk to him about it. I really don't know what happened. But anyway, I have time to kill here. This is called dead air. I have to continue to talk and fill time until my next guest comes on. We get a lot of emails about the new website. And there's a lot of links that were lost. I have people emailing me going, hey, the link to this show is gone. The link to that show is gone. We're trying to get that fixed. As we move forward, we're working on it, so we are aware of it, just to let you know. And also, Live On Labs no longer is using a $10 off coupon. There'll be new banner ads up, but if you click their link, you'll see that they just lowered the price. They just brought the price down to like $29, so you don't have to worry about a $10 off coupon anymore. The landing page has changed. I'm aware of that as well. But anyway, I really don't have anything to talk about. I guess I could play music, or maybe I could read the news. Let's do that. And we are actually going to have the news. So get a load of this. Part of the, Genesis Communications Network syndication, which for those of you who don't know what's going on, GCN is the company that syndicates Alex Jones. And I've gotten a lot of emails from people over the years who say, you should be on the Alex Jones show. This guy thinks the way you do. Or I've seen posts on forums where they've said, you know, these are the two shows I listen to, Alex Jones and Superhuman Radio. Well, ironically, the folks at GCN got word of our show. And about a month and a half ago, a guy named Ted Anderson reached out to me, who is the owner of Genesis Communications. And for those of you who don't know, Genesis Communications is the third largest syndicator in the world. It's Cumulus, Clear Channel, and GCN. And GCN is really, really close to Clear Channel with a number of, they're in over 540 markets now. And so Genesis Communication, Ted Anderson reached out and said he'd like to talk to me about picking up the show for his network. So what's going to have to change is on Genesis Communications, because they're feeding AM/FM radio stations all over the country, and actually on Sirius too, by the way. We may end up with a Sirius channel, on one of the Sirius channels as well. It's standard at the top of the hour to do 5 minutes of news. So we're actually going to start doing news. For those of you who tune into the show live and those of you who download the podcast, at 12 o'clock, instead of the show starting at 11:59, technically studio time, 12 o'clock your time, because there's a minute delay, the news is going to start at 12 o'clock and play for 5 minutes. And we're going to do news that's relevant to the superhuman nation. We're going to take stories in the news that make sense to us, and we're going to talk about them and expose them for the way they really are, as opposed to what the mainstream is talking about. So there'll be a 5-minute news segment in the morning. I mean, at the top of the hour and at the top of the hour of the podcast. Because GCN requires that 5 minutes because all local stations do the news at the top of the hour. And then when we come back from, that news, the show will start. And instead of taking our first break at 10 minutes after, we'll start taking our first break at 19 minutes after. And then our second break at 30, our fourth break at 45. Right now we go 10, 27, and 42 minutes after the hour. That's how our breaks run. So the broadcast is going to change just slightly with the inclusion of news at the top of the hour. But mid-June, we start rolling out on GCN, and I am going to post a map so you can look and see what the local radio station in your market is that is going to be carrying the show and at what time. Many will be live. Some of them will be taped, and they'll re-air it later on in the evening. But I'm going to ask people to email those radio stations and say, hey, we're looking forward to you picking up Superhuman Radio, to kind of let them know that there are listeners in that market already. I think that'll be make a big difference to them as well. So GCN is officially picking up Superhuman Radio and bringing us to overtime. It's not going to happen overnight. About 540 markets we will have open to us in the United States. And at some point in time, we're going to talk about getting on one of the channels on Sirius. So that's another thing that's interesting that's coming about, and that will be top of the hour news, relevant stories, and so on. Elliot Turton, who is the producer here and does a lot of production work for the channel, he will actually be reading the news. He'll be our newscaster, and this ought to be pretty cool, so we'll see what happens. I think Alex Leaf is going to be contributing as well in some capacity. I have to work that out with him as well. Since he's already doing our newsletter, it makes sense for him to feed some of the news stories to Elliot as well. So look forward to that. What else can I talk about? I really don't have anything else to talk about, to be honest with you. So here's what we're going to do. We have about 6 or 7 minutes before we start the next interview. So I'm going to go ahead and run this break, play a little music, and when we come back, we'll have a guest, I promise you. Stay tuned.
Like an audio workout for your mind. You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenoir. We'll be right back.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception.
This is live radio, like I said. We've got Jonah on the phone with us right now. How you doing, Jonah Allen?
I'm fantastic. Thank you, Carl. How are you today?
Good, good. We literally have like 5 minutes to talk about this myostatin inhibitor. We didn't want to do it in a rushed fashion like this. So real quick, we know that follistatin is a better alternative to myostatin inhibition. When we look at Dr. Sejen Lee's early work on rodents, we know that the follistatin rats, mice were 5 times more muscular than the myostatin null mice. This product that you have increases follistatin production, correct?
Correct. 76% on average.
And can you up the dose and increase that to a greater degree?
You know, honestly, I'm uncertain. I know that at the dose that we're using currently, the results are pretty incredible. Some people have, you know, 50% increased the dose, and I haven't seen any significant increases, but I guess over time we'll probably find out more, you know, when more people have been eating it.
Are you able to talk about what it is that increases follistatin production in the human body?
You know, honestly, there's not a lot of research done into the mechanism, what causes the actual increase. I know it isn't oral follistatin, but, you know, ingestion of the epicatechin for whatever reason does raise follistatin levels, and there's blood work that was taken, and it also decreases myostatin. Now, I don't know if that's the primary mechanism that causes the, you know, the product to work. I know that, you know, famously a lot of myostatin inhibitors have not worked that well in the past.
Yeah, they haven't done any. Even people who've spent big money on those injectable peptide myostatin inhibitors that were like $450 for a small vial, like less than a milligram, they didn't see anything from the. But this product that you have, it's an oral product, correct? Taken orally.
It's an oral product. Oral product.
And what kind of results are you seeing with it?
In our initial trials, we ran trials with 10 people, and you know, we saw weight gain of 10 pounds in one guy in 2 weeks. We've seen 25% increase on a lot of lifts, big personal records. And now we've got a bunch of logs that are up on the forums, and it's being reflected in the logs. The same things are happening. We've got, you know, hundreds of bottles that are out, and the same reviews are coming in. Guys are gaining 10 pounds, some, not all. Guys even in caloric deficit are gaining a few pounds while losing a bunch of body fat. So, big endurance, big pump, which is usually a normal thing that you would see with like an injectable follistatin product. So,
The product is called Folidrone, right?
Folidrone.
Okay. You could get it at Orbit Nutrition. If you use the coupon code, what's the coupon code again? Cause I actually pushed it aside now.
It's, all caps BLR, like Black Lion Research.
Okay. BLR. If you go to Orbit Nutrition, you can go there by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Orbit Nutrition banner ad, which is on the left-hand side of the website. Use the coupon code BLR, and you save more than 25% off. It's normally $69 or $59, and you get it for $39, right? It's normally $59. It's $39.95, right?
Correct.
But here's the catch. There's only 70 bottles available for this special promotion. So if you want to try this, you have to move quick. You have to get yourself, because they can't keep the stuff in stock, and it's all word of mouth. Everybody's talking about how great it works. What is the active ingredient? Can you say that?
Absolutely. The active ingredient is extracted from plants. It's in apples. It's in cocoa. It's in tea. And it's epicatechin. And there's been a ton of research studies recently in it. It's being studied for muscular dystrophy, for sarcopenia, for AIDS wasting.
Is it just such high doses of epicatechin?
You know, that's the thing is, you know, I don't think anybody had really studied, because epicatechin has been around for
forever. Right.
But I don't think people are eating, you know, a half a kilo of cocoa or whatever it would hit, you know, so the dose is high enough, and it seems to work at a certain dose. It seems like the studies are using 1 milligram per kilogram, which is, you know, we have above that in our product, so.
Okay.
It does seem to be a higher dosage that's working.
Folidrone is available at Orbit Nutrition. It is a myostatin inhibitor. It builds muscle. That's the bottom line. And it builds serious muscle quickly, according to all of the logs that are being kept on the boards. So much so that the product can't be kept in stock. So much so that we were only able to get 70 bottles for this 25% off discount. Using BLR, it's got to be all caps, Black Lion Research, BLR, go to Orbit Nutrition, get your bottle of Folidrone while you can. I'm still waiting for my bottle to arrive, and when it does, I'm going to use it, and I'll talk about it on the air. And we'll have you back on the show after I try it. How's that sound?
That sounds fantastic. Thanks,
okay.
Carl.
Sorry for the mix-up. That's the nature of telephones today. You can call somebody. They don't hear it ringing. It just goes into voicemail. So
yeah.
There you go. All right. Thanks a lot, Jonah. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about obesity and economic conditions.
We're like an audio workout for your mind. You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. We'll be right back.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest bar created Quest apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Understanding obesity is right now a challenge of pretty much every government of every developed nation in the world. The word epidemic is associated with the word obesity for the right reason. But could it be that we're off base when we think about the causes of obesity? My next guest, Dr. Rupeng Ann, is going to talk about a recent study that his group published. How you doing, Dr. Ann?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks. How are you?
Good, good. So you say our intuitions about the causes of obesity could be wrong. Is that right? Is that right? That's what this study showed?
Yeah, actually, we did a review and look at concurrent evidence on the obesity epidemic and economic environment. And we found that a lot of beliefs about the obesity epidemic just not supported by the data.
Okay, so I just talked about this a little while ago. This discussion occurs on the heels of a book being released today called Thinfluence, that obesity is not your fault. It could be because your friends and your family are not doing the right things for you to help you be thinner. Would you say that is also just a cop-out?
Yeah, I think definitely obesity is not only a personal issue, but also heavily influenced by a lot of environmental factors. And the factors influence the obesity through people's dietary behavior, physical activity, and the perspective about the obesity. So definitely economic environments and social policy environment play a vital role in redefining the obesity epidemic in the U.S.
So you say that people are exercising more today, but does that equal activity? I mean, I know more of us are going to the gym for a half hour, 45 minutes a day, but we're sitting for the rest of the day. Isn't inactivity part of the problem here?
Yeah, exactly. So basically, we need to distinguish between two very related but different concepts. One is physical activity. One is exercise. So basically, based on the data we collected over the last few decades, we used a lot of health surveys that repeatedly across the country and for a few decades, and we found that the self-report exercise increased over time. But that's not equal to the total physical activity, because we also found that people at the same time, sharing more time in doing the gardening work, in the leisure time, and also sleeping. So it's hard to say that the total physical activity increased, but the self-report exercise seems to increase slightly over time.
Is there any linkage between education and obesity?
Yeah, definitely. There's a strong relationship between education and obesity. For example, people with lower education tend to be more likely to be overweight or obese. And this is the cross-sectional difference of obesity status between people with lower and higher education. But our article emphasizes the difference the cross-sectional difference in the obesity epidemic is really not the key of of the obesity epidemic over time. For example, if we look at the trend over time for the obesity epidemic, no matter this person is in a lower or higher education, the trend of obesity epidemic occurs very similar across all these people with different social demographics.
So everybody's gaining a weight pretty much at the same rate moving forward, it looks like.
Exactly. So at any given point in time, we admit there is a huge disparity in terms of the obesity rate across different population subgroups, but that is secondary compared to how similar the obesity rate occurred across all these social demographic groups.
What about race and gender? Do we see anything unique, any additional risk associated with race and or gender?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, in terms of the obesity rate, women always have a higher obesity rate compared to men. And for different risk ethnicities, say, for example, the African-American women tend to have the highest overweight and obesity rate compared to all other risk ethnicities in the U.S. But again, we want to emphasize that although at any given point in time there's a big disparities, but
Caucasian women are gaining weight as well. At the same rate, in other words.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Hispanics, we are all gaining weight at about the same rate. I think that is the key. So although we need to emphasize the disparity, but we need to focus more on the common reasons why obesity occurred for every risk ethnicity, every social demographics at about the same rate.
And so were you able to find some common denominator that you could say, okay, here is something that everyone shares, and this seems to have a greater correlation to obesity than these other things that we keep looking at?
Yeah, that's a great question. So basically, we found some evidence, and actually it is shared recommendations by a few health economists. And basically, we have 3 points to share. The first one is we need to incorporate some kind of health impact assessment to review agriculture policies, because we believe that the agriculture policy at the current time has a deteriorous impact on the population rate of obesity.
How so?
So one reason is because the current agriculture policy heavily subsidizing the crop fruits.
The cereal grains.
Yes, yeah. The corns, the
soy, the grain, the wheat, the grain, all the stuff that makes starchy carbohydrate foods that increase insulin response and increase obesity. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons, because the crop food are really not, you know, very, not promoting the things the people in the world. And on the other hand, a lot of, say, fruit and vegetables, those fresh fruit and vegetables are considered as specialty crops. They are not subsidized, and only a small number of farms are willing to take the risk to grow those fruits and vegetables.
Well, and then if you look at, so the American government subsidizes three crops predominantly in this order, corn, wheat, and soy. Those are the most heavily subsidized crops by the American government. When you hear the word subsidy, what you need to understand is this is investment. When you make an investment, you expect to at least make a profit and at worst get your money out, not lose any money. So when you hear these stories about government subsidies in these three crops, what you need to understand is that the American government has a vested interest in the American population eating these crops so they can get their money back, so they can get their investment out of it, number one. So that's the first thing that people need to understand when we talk about subsidy. It's not the government helping agriculture. It's the government putting their investment in these three crops that – B, the second thing we need to look at is there are so many good scientists out there that are showing fantastic research that links drug-like effects from eating these three crops in the brain, the reward centers of the brain. So what you have is you have three crops that you never feel satisfied eating them because you eat them and you want to eat more and more and more and more, and the government is heavily invested in them. So you have this vicious cycle. You have crops that tend to make people eat more and more, and you have the government investing in them so to grow more and more, and you have people getting fatter and fatter and fatter. And it's not going to change until this government says, we need to start subsidizing crops like cabbage and crops like broccoli, and we need to start making it, giving an incentive to grow these green crops. But the problem with that is they don't hook you. They don't give you that drug-like effect that makes you want to eat more and more and more.
Yeah, and I think there's a historical reason why the government subsidized these crops, because, you know, in the 1940s and 1950s, at that time, you know, the hunger is still, you know, a big enemy for the U.S. population. And, you know, those commodity fruit are really helpful, you know, in fighting against
starvation.
The starvation. But nowadays is the fluency rather than, you know, the lack of food, which is a huge problem for the population.
Isn't it funny? We forget. And this is why history is so important. This is why reading books like The Story of the Human Body by Dr. Daniel Lieberman is so important, because we too soon forget that in the 20s and 30s, malnutrition was the norm. You couldn't find a fat person. That's why actors like Fatty Arbuckle were put on the screen just because they were fat. They were like, oh my God, I've never seen anyone that fat before. Now you just have to walk out of your house. You see a dozen people that fat. So it's amazing. We forget that we came from malnutrition, and now we are over nutrition. We're eating too much and too inactive. We're going to do this. I want to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want to ask Dr. Ann what he thinks the solution is as a result of his research. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Super Human Radio.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 300
147% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
The UK is known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength, gains of up to 10 kilograms in a four-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Scientists around the world confirm the vital importance of redox signaling to cell health. ASEA is the first and only stable, perfectly balanced mixture of these redox signaling reactive molecules that exist outside of living cells and can be used to help maintain proper balance inside the body to support the immune system, recovery, and the healing process. To learn more about ASEA and what it can do for you, go to superhumanradio.com and click the ASEA banner ad today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know what everybody needs, Dr. Ann? Everybody needs a Fitbit. I just took my Fitbit out of my pocket. Dr. Ann, do you know what a Fitbit is?
No, go ahead.
It's a little device that you carry that it records how many steps you take, how many flights of stairs you climb, how many calories you burn, because you have an app that you set it up with, how well you sleep, how many miles you've walked, and goes on and on and on. I've already had 11,082 steps this morning. I've already covered 5.36 miles and climb 14 flights of stairs. This makes you accountable. People think that they're exercising more and they're active, but they're really not, my prediction is. So what is the solution? After doing this research, do you feel that you can make any kind of statements about what needs to be different?
I think there's really no silver bullet to solve this epidemic, because the epidemic has evolved over the last 30 years, and I don't think there's no one solution that fits in all. But we have a few recommendations. I think first one is we need to incorporate health impact assessment to review the agriculture policies. Now, the reason why we don't want to push an overhaul of the entire agriculture policy, it is because it evolves this so complicated system, and it takes years to develop policies. So, you know, the first assessment for this policy would be, you know, the first step, and then maybe try to realign the incentives to encourage the small farmers at least to grow some more fruit and vegetables. And the second recommendation is to implement a caloric sweetened beverage tax. So because, you know, people now consume more sugar-added food than ever before,
right?
And especially the sugar-sweetened beverages are found to be associated with obesity in many observational studies. But on the other hand, it is very hard even to push forward a small tax on sugar-sweetened beverages. As you may have known, that a few states have tried to pass this legislation, but none of them really succeeded. And studies found that about 20% of the beverage tax may have a measurable impact on people's obesity rate, but even a 1% beverage tax is hard to pass. And the third recommendation is to examine how to implement a fruit and vegetable subsidies, especially targeted at children and low-income households. Although in our study we found, the fruit and vegetable prices decreased over time, but for a lot of cases, for this people from the low-income household, they still spend more than one-fourth of a quarter of their income on food every day. So a subsidy on those fruit and vegetables, or discount on those vegetables so they can purchase at a lower price, may promote their healthy eating behavior.
Yeah, very, very interesting. What do you think about, this makes sense. My problem with taxes, Dr. Ann, is the tax dollars are never used for what they're proposed to be used for. I mean, we've saw taxes on tobacco use in the United States drive the price of a single pack of cigarettes up to between $5 and $7. Yet we don't see a reduction in cigarette smoking. And we really don't see any benefits of those tax dollars affecting our health care costs. Because when I renewed my insurance policy this year, they go by my zip code as a risk analysis for actuarial purposes. And so when I spoke to the girl, well, actually Elisa spoke to the girl at Blue Cross Blue Shield Anthem, and we said, well, what is so special about our zip code? She goes, well, first of all, Kentucky has one of the highest tobacco uses in the country, and that drives the cost of your health care up. And I scratched my head and I thought, well, wait a minute. The people who smoke cigarettes are paying like $4 a tax on a pack of cigarettes. That should be going to cover the cost of tobacco-related diseases. My rates shouldn't go up. But as you can see, taxes are never used for what they're supposed to be used. So I don't agree with the tax approach. I feel that there's another answer here. I just don't know what it is yet. But there has to be another answer here. Let me ask you another question. The term food desert has become very, very popular to paint the picture of an inner city neighborhood where there are no grocery stores, no real fresh foods. The only thing that people have access to is, fast food, McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and so on. And they attribute these high intake of these low-cost, highly calorically dense foods as contributing to obesity. Does that play out in any of the research?
Going back to the smoking argument, I think definitely there are a lot of evidence showing the tax is related to a decline in the cigarette smoking, but that's the side story. So back to your question about the food desert, I think definitely there are a lot of research showing that the existence of food deserts and how that relates to people's dietary behavior, but in fact those evidences are mostly contrary to each other, so we really don't have a clear evidence, because some studies show it's the abandoned supermarkets that contribute to healthy eating, but sometimes people don't find that, and even find the opposite evidence showing that the affluence of supermarkets even contribute to obesity. So the evidence is much blur compared to what the media report commonly. And for our study, we reviewed the evidence about the food desert, and because of the mixed results, we couldn't draw a clear conclusion based on the food desert literature.
You know, one of the things that I think will change the scenario, and no one wants to talk about this, but one of the things I think that will change the scenario is to actually stepping away from pools of people in healthcare analysis and the cost of insurance, and charging people a fee based on their own personal health status. Only then will we see personal responsibility to change. And I say this, and I say this, Dr. Ann, I was 330 pounds at one time. I was very, very sick at one time. Now, I found a reason to want to get better, and that was to live longer. But maybe some people out there, they think, oh, you know, I don't care about my health, and so I'm going to, as long as I have my doctor and my insurance is paying for it, I'll take all these medications, and I don't worry about my obesity. I like being obese. But maybe if they were faced with the fact that their insurance policy, because of their personal behavior, would be a lot more money than the insurance policy of a person who's much lower risk because of their personal behavior, then maybe we can see people taking personal responsibility for their own outcomes here. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it is a risky hypothesis. So definitely I agree with, you know, some of us, and even most of us, are heavily influenced by the contextual factors. For example, you know, if the food, the price of fast food become cheaper, why not buying more? I mean, this is really the logic, and based on our logic, you know, reasoning and rationale. So to some extent, we are responsible to our behavior, but there are also a lot of literature showing that, you know, eating is an automatic behavior, and there are a lot of psychological effects going on, and people are heavily influenced by the environment. Sometimes people don't have the chance or don't have initiative to change their behavior. So it's really a complex social problem.
Yeah, but see, okay, so I agree with you. I agree with you saying, like, I know I apparently have the genetics to be obese because I got up to 330 pounds and I'm one of those people, but I found a way to change my life. And here's my frustration with this whole scenario, especially when it comes to healthcare and insurance. If you and I go to a restaurant, Dr. Ann, and you order a tuna fish sandwich and I order the filet mignon and your bill is $5 and my bill is $75, and the waiter comes down and says, Dr. Ann, we're going to combine the two bills and split it in half. You're going to pay for half of his steak. He's going to pay for half of your tuna fish sandwich. You would say to me, I'm not paying for your steak. I didn't eat steak. Why should you have to pay for the steak that I ate? And my point is, no one is going to take responsibility for their outcome until they're forced to take responsibility for their outcome. And if somebody's told, hey, your health insurance is going to be this much because you have allowed yourself to get, they will find ways to change their outcome. But if we always make the people share the cost for everybody, there is no personal responsibility in this. And of course, no one is going to want to find a way to change their outcome. There's no benefit to it.
Yeah, I partially agree with your view. This is so-called externality in economics. So basically, this view become more clear in the smoking sense, you know, because people smoke, you know, this addictive behavior, and then some people may argue that it is the personal responsibility, but you may also argue it is because smoking is addictive. So, you know, if the people is hooked by, you know, smoking advertisement, no, it's really not his own responsibility, for getting out, because he's sometimes, misled by the advertisement. So from that perspective, the society also has a role.
Responsibility.
To take.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I believe that. You're right. Anyway, it's a very difficult discussion, but you know what? We need to have this discussion more and more, and government needs to start paying attention to this too. I would love to see the day that the American government gets out of subsidizing corn, wheat and soy, and start subsidizing broccoli and asparagus and cabbage and kale and all of these really healthy vegetables that would actually change the outcome of a lot of people's health. So we'll see what happens. I want to commend you for your research, because it furthers the discussion. It forces people to talk about this. And anything that forces people to talk about obesity honestly and forthcomingly is a good discussion. So thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you.
Take care. All right, so there you have it. Also want to remind you that Dr. Terry Walls, her book is on our homepage, The Walls Protocol. If you know someone who has multiple sclerosis, or you yourself have been diagnosed with MS, you must get this book. It's helping a lot of people reverse their disease, not just make the symptoms go away, reverse their disease. And that's what it's all about. Also, Black Lion Research, go to Orbit Nutrition. If you want to get one of these few 70 bottles available of Folidrone, use the coupon code BLR. There's only 70 bottles available. Go to superhumanradio.com. Click the Orbit Nutrition banner ad. Order your Folidrone and check out all caps BLR. We'll get 25% off. And also, thank you to Dr. Rowing An for coming on the show and talking about the linkage between economics and obesity. And we'll see tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.